Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Sherlock's Team podcast with me, Charlotte Collins. This week, I'm joined by Becky Hull, Heather Steele, and Laura Black. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Good morning.
How is everyone? How are your weekends? First weekend in tier two. Woo. Brighton's tier two, right?
Yes,
it is.
It is.
How was this sunny weekend down in Brighton?
It wasn't very sunny.
It was absolutely wild.
I was just speaking to Laura in the kitchen because I was like, wasn't the rain awful on Saturday? And you were like, oh, it was fine down here.
But it was beautiful here on Saturday.
A bit on Saturday morning. Yeah. And that was it.
No, I got absolutely soaked on Saturday. Oh. I potted round the shops.
Had an accidental potter,
but it wasn't actually as busy. I was speaking to Becky because her friends had gone shopping earlier on Saturday and said it was rammed. But I think because I went a bit later on when it was raining, it was all quite empty. And I didn't realise how much I missed shopping.
Yeah. Did you buy anything?
I got a few Christmas presents and friends had a baby, so it's baby presents and stuff. But yeah, no, it was nice. It was nice to be out and about, really.
Yeah, it so is. Becky, what did you get up to?
I just really haven't been doing very much, actually. I've been trying to sort out Christmas this year because I feel like if you can't get organised in a basically similar lockdown, then when can you? So I've kind of just been home sorting things out, but I did go for a really early walk Saturday morning. We have nearby where I live, we live near this village called Hurstby Point, and they have this little llama farm.
Okay.
I took one of my friends and we went for a walk, and it was really cold and crisp. And you know, when you get home and you just get cozy, it just, yeah, I felt quite refreshed.
Wholesome.
Very wholesome. Yeah, it was nice. It was a nice thing to do. But other than that, it was a bit dry, to be honest. Watched a few Christmas films.
Great. Any favourites?
Arthur Christmas was on.
I actually haven't watched Arthur Christmas.
That's good.
I love an animation. For me, like, good animation is very festive.
That's not the one from last year where he
was...
That was Klaus.
Me and Becky are
I don't think I actually finished Klaus last year. I need to go back.
You need to go back.
I think I got a bit bored. Arthur Christmas is about...
Arthur Christmas has got James McAvoy as the lead voice.
Okay.
And it's basically about how he has to step up and help take the reins of Father Christmas.
Okay.
And it's just, it's very action-packed. And it's, I don't know, it's very festive, you know. It feels fun.
I've got a few that I'm still saving. Elf is my favourite. I haven't watched it yet.
I hate Elf.
No.
Do you hate Will Ferrell?
I hate Will Ferrell.
I think if you hate Will Ferrell, obviously, you'll hate Elf.
I love it. Yeah. Every year, it's both my best friend's favourite. And if we ever have a Christmas day, they want to watch it. And I'm just like, I cannot go there.
I love it. Elf and Nativity. I love
it. Oh, I do like Nativity.
I find Nativity so annoying.
I haven't seen Nativity.
I think you'd hate it.
Yeah,
don't watch it.
I think it's, I probably don't like actual Nativities, to be fair. So I probably don't need to.
Do you know what? There are so many nativities now, aren't there?
There's like eight. Yeah,
what?
Maybe three.
I'm going to Google it. There's definitely three.
Do you remember last year at one of the theatres in London, they had a nativity live show and it had Danny Dyer and Danny Dyer.
Yeah. Hang on.
I obviously didn't see it, but I was quite just seeing the posters.
Yeah, there's Nativity and then there's Nativity 2, Danger in the Manger.
Oh,
and then there's Nativity 3, Dude, Where's My Donkey?
Oh, no.
So not eight.
But three, you've got two to watch this Christmas.
I might stop at one.
Laura, how was your weekend?
Yeah, it was so nice, thank you. My sister, who is a little bit like my fourth child, she got engaged.
Yeah.
Which was so exciting.
Yeah. So nice. Did you know it was coming?
I suspected it was coming. I've got two other sisters as well, so we had some hilarious chats running up to it. And then when she came back, yeah, it was all super exciting. Aww. We had some socially distant celebrations and it was lovely.
Oh my god, so nice.
Will they attempt to plan a wedding for 2021?
Yeah, they're going for it. Yeah, October.
Okay, nice.
So not too soon, hoping vaccines are there, life back to normal.
Yeah,
but actually interesting, you know, bear in mind, we write a wedding edition and we've been so sensitive to it. I mean, they're not remotely like COVID's just not a thing in their head.
I got a message from someone this weekend being like, oh, hi, I hope you don't mind me messaging you, but I'm getting married in Mallorca next year. I wanted to know about like your hair and makeup artist. I was like, babe, are you?
Yeah.
Sure. Like, if you think you're getting married, then
I know.
I hope so. I really hope that these weddings are going ahead. People who are engaged seem to absolutely be still
like
plowing on.
Normal. I know. Mm. I did say to her yesterday, like, let's just have a backup because I think let's not go in with being disappointed.
Is she planning a UK wedding?
Yeah. You know, you've got to mentally be prepared that it might not be everything you've always dreamt of.
100%. Yeah.
Totally. Brace yourself. Boris did say something the other day, though, that he thought most weddings would get back to normal after spring.
But what is normal? Yeah. I think that's what we don't know.
10 people?
Yeah. I can't imagine for a while that you'll still be allowed 150 guests.
Yeah. All hugging each other like and dancing around a sweaty dance floor. I'm not sure if it's
canapes. Yeah. But I don't know. Tricky. I hope that people
I
can.
I hope so, yeah.
You know, I guess if you're going into it fresh now, have, you know, brand new to it, rather than having to reschedule for the third time, you can be like, right, this is what we'll do if
definitely.
There's 15 yeah, 50 definitely. 150
I totally get the people who have rescheduled who are optimistic for next year, of course, because you have to be, but yes, it's just brave to but October I guess is ages away.
Didn't think it was my role to be like all party pooper. It's not gonna happen.
But October from now is still that amount of months ago. COVID wasn't even really a thing here. So I guess, you know, so much can happen in 10 months that kind of why wouldn't you? I saw bumped into a friend on Sunday who is, she's basically reserved 2 dates for next year. She's got a May date and an October date and the hotel have let her do both.
Oh, good for
so
that.
I think it's quite
that's
sensible.
Good,
yeah. As long as your guests are prepared to do that. But I don't think people are booking holidays in the same way, are they?
No.
So I think you kind of, at this point, why not? You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hopefully. Yeah.
Oh, hope some.
So anyway, it was a nice bit of joy for 2020.
Definitely.
I said to her boyfriend, you've like spread cheer across the country. You've done a good deed.
Yeah. And with so many sisters, it kind of spreads quite far.
Yeah, exactly.
It? Oh, lovely. What has everybody been watching, listening to? Anything new to recommend, Heather?
Basically, I guess in the weeks, I've just been sort of pottering, I suppose, instead of usually watching TV. And also, like, all the sport is back. So I feel like the TV is now dominated by, there was really weirdly cricket on last week. And then there's been like some rugby going on. There's the Premier League. There was some snooker on
there's
last night.
So much F1
the NFL.
As well.
So basically, my TV has not by me has been dominated by sport.
Me too. Can I say yesterday there was F1 on again, and I was like, I don't understand. There was F1 on yesterday, and Ben was like, how is it taking you 30 years to realize that F1 goes on for a whole weekend?
Yeah.
Which I have to say, I never noticed. But it is when the TV is being hogged by bloody sports.
Yeah. But yeah, other than that, I know I mentioned it ages ago, but the only thing, we've just been watching The Sopranos still making our way through. We're at the end of series 2 now, and Seinfeld as well, which is all on Channel 4. So yeah, basically nothing new to report. We've on a bit of a 90s binge, but both very good.
I'm like a classic sitcom fanatic, is probably a bit strong, but I'm into my classic sitcoms, and I've dabbled in Seinfeld. I just don't find it that funny. And I love Larry David, like I love Curb.
You do.
But Seinfeld just like doesn't really do it for me.
Oh, I love it. I'd never watched it before until, again, one of my boyfriend's favourites from back in the day. And obviously I was like 10 when it was out. So I never watched it. But yeah, exactly. But I just don't get it. Because basically I'm not a massive Friends fan at all. But I don't see how you can love Friends and not love Seinfeld. Because Seinfeld came first, set the whole blueprint for what Friends was. Because it's just a group of people hanging out in basically three different apartments, or like sort of one diner and two apartments, and situations happening around them, hilarity ensues. So it's basically like Friends. So I
don't disagree.
Like, I remember the first few episodes, there's this one guy called Kramer who's the kind of like wacky one of the group, and I was just like, the fuck is this guy? But now he's my favorite. So I think it's one of those things to stick with if you're after a sort of nostalgic comedy. It's all on Channel 4 and it's very funny.
Remind me, do you watch Curb?
I did back in the day, yes.
You need to, if you haven't already seen it, you need to go back and watch the Seinfeld reunion season of Curb once you're done with Seinfeld. Because it's a really clever way to get around the how do we do a reunion. They did like a fake reunion on Curb.
Curb is next on my list because of Seinfeld. Yeah. I'm like, yes.
Curb's brilliant.
I've literally never heard of either of these.
Neither.
You've never heard of Seinfeld?
No, never.
Jerry Seinfeld. Sorry, are you joking? Like it's the most syndicated TV show in the world. They're worth billions, both of them, because it is the most syndicated show.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Nice.
Yeah.
What? Jerry Seinfeld?
He's like the highest paid comedian.
Like, ever, of all time.
That's so awkward. But
this is blowing my mind.
Basically, Jerry Seinfeld plays someone called Jerry on the show, and he always starts the episode off as stand-up because he's a stand-up comedian in the show as well. It's basically, you know, that whole classic thing where they're playing themselves. Yeah. And yeah, so it's just basically him and his lives and his three friends. And it's basically Friends, but in my opinion, funnier.
And Larry David is his co-writer. He's not in Seinfeld, although the character of George is him.
Larry David.
And then he is the writer and star of Curb Your Enthusiasm, which is like... Again, 11 seasons
award-winning.
Again, greatest comedy of the 21st century.
Laura and I,
you guys, you've got some serious comedy brushing up to do. Becky, what about you? Anything new to report?
I actually have. I've been watching a TV show on HBO Sky called The Outsider, which is based on the book by Stephen King. And it's actually produced and directed by Jason Bateman, who's also in the show. And it's fascinating because I don't know if you read Stephen King novels, obviously it's never what it seems to be. And at the beginning, it's kind of painted as a really straightforward murder and you have kind of got your suspect and you think you know who it is. And then you find out that this suspect has actually been in two places at once. So there's basically no way it can be him, but he also has all the blood and everything points to him. So it becomes really complex, and then you kind of realise as you get to sort of episode 3-4 that you are dealing with something much bigger than a normal murder mystery.
Sounds really good.
It's good old Stephen King.
I mean, it's one of those things, as I said, Stephen King kind of, he's very into the supernatural, and that doesn't actually give anything away, but it's a proper horror.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of went into it thinking it's a thriller and it'll keep me on the edge of my seat, but it's a horror story. Oh, so okay. if you're in the mood. It's not. I mean, it is and it isn't. It's not sort of for the sake of it gruesome, but it is a bit like you will be a bit tense watching it.
Okay.
But it's really good. I recommend it if you're in the mood for something a little bit different.
Okay.
I also did watch The Jungle. I don't know if I can talk about the ending of that.
Oh, anyone else? Me too.
I feel like my feelings are controversial.
Who are you? I don't know what happened.
Giovanna Fletcher
really wanted
won.
Jordan to win.
Oh, no, sorry.
Yeah, I thought she won. I have to say, in terms of like her personality, she absolutely smashed everything so quietly and calmly. I just thought he was honestly beyond entertaining. I have never laughed at someone on The Jungle so much because he was such a baby. I've never seen anything like it.
It's not really a reason to win, though, is
it? No. But then he had progressed. I mean, he was petrified at the beginning and then he did smash everything. But I have to say, in terms of Final Two, I think it had to be them.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed this year.
Me too.
Do you think that, I didn't watch it, but do you think it lived up to, I mean, obviously it was in Wales and not in Australia. Did it, you know, did they replicate it well enough?
I think so.
Anton Deck make it for me.
Oh my god, they were brilliant.
They were
this
so
year.
Good this year. But the group almost got on a bit too well. Like there wasn't much bitchiness and I think that's why maybe Giovanna won. She just kind of held everybody together. She was a real mother figure. She was so kind. Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, it was a good one.
It's a hole now in my evenings.
I know. Last night I was like, oh, it's not on at 9 o'clock.
I do feel like it's very quick. I know, for them, three weeks is not that long. Like, is it that hard for 3 weeks?
I don't think they were that hungry.
No.
Like normally they do so much weight.
I know, it's true.
But then somebody made a point that it must have been really cold. So maybe they can't let them get.
If you're not eating anything cold, wet whales, that really is.
In some respects though, because of that, I'd say it's almost harsher than the Australian series because it is freezing.
But they never look that cold.
No.
I reckon they blasted some heat.
Yeah, maybe.
Especially at the moment. I mean, it would be freezing.
Yeah.
Because that's not what you sign up for.
No.
You sign up for a freezer. To me, that's the make or break. Like, yes, I do the hot one, but no, I wouldn't do the cold one.
So true. Mm. Oh, but it was entertaining.
No desire. There is not one bone in my body that would do that.
No.
Okay.
No.
But they offer quite a lot of money. So.
Yeah. It does revive careers as well.
It really does. I know.
Yeah, I think it was good for Vernon.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
He came across quite well, Vernon, I thought, actually.
Because I think also like, the time he went away was the time when he was caught sexting, wasn't it? Yeah. So I don't think he's ever really
doing
recovered.
No.
Yeah.
Everyone loves Tess, so that's like Vernon.
Yeah. Oh, I just can't bear Tess.
I don't like Tess either. Yeah.
Every time she presents on Streetly, I'm like, just stop talking.
Yeah,
agreed. So much better, isn't she?
So much better. Benji's being like, I don't understand, like,
Claudia can't see. And I'm like, it's just her fringe. She's like, has she got a lazy eye? I'm like, no, she's just got a long fringe. She's like, I don't understand.
Like, a lot of eyeliner.
And a lot of eyeliner.
I just think boys don't get Claudia. Yeah, they just don't. Harry's the same. He's like, I hate her eyeliner.
I love her. I want to look like her.
Me too.
Just love her.
I want to be
her.
Everything she wears.
Me too.
She's one of those people would love to be at a dinner party with or have a friendship with.
Yeah, you know, I really want to be her friend.
Yeah, me too.
You need to listen to Claude on Off Menu, the podcast. It's an hour of joy.
Is it?
Yeah. I listened to it on my own in the car and giggled for an hour. It's brilliant.
Oh, Claude, if you're listening, you've got four ready made friends here. Yeah. So hit us up. Let's talk about hotels. We wrote a feature. I thought this was a really clever feature, by the way. But 15 of the best hotels to visit for the day, which is just, I just think that's so nice. It was a much needed feature in my life. So we rounded up the very best places to head for afternoon tea, for lunch, or a daycation, as we called it. But so these included things like the Boundary in Shoreditch, Chewton Glen in the New Forest, and the Lazlet in London. So I want to know, where do you guys recommend for a daycation? Brighton ladies, I'll come to you first.
Well, actually, the one I was going to recommend is on here. And Harry and I went to Broadway in the Cotswolds last year. And we went to the Ligon Arms in Cotswolds. And it is honestly beautiful. We went and had dinner there. And it's all really high ceilings, huge sort of cozy fires. And it's just a really nice place to go and have a drink or just sort of chill out. It's such perfect atmospheric setting. And you can walk around the village of Broadway, which has got the most gorgeous houses, and they always have a little food vegetable market. It just feels quite homely. And we drove, and it was just easy. You forget how easy that is and how easy it is to get to the Cotswolds if you put the effort in.
What is the like aesthetic of the hotel? Is it like shabby chic? Is it rustic? Like, what's the style?
It's like Victorian period style.
It's like dark woods.
Really rustic, but still in a done-up way, you know. It feels cozy while feeling quite modern.
I feel like it hasn't been that well known, and then recently people are talking about.
It's just the whole of Broadway generally is really beautiful.
I don't know Broadway.
Yeah, and it's a really small. It's a tiny little village.
Lovely.
Yeah, it's lovely. And we actually got recommended it by a friend. And I think it's just quite peaceful. There's not much going on there, but it's perfect if you just want to switch off.
And good food?
Really good food. We actually just had fish and chips, but like
great
fancy fish and chips.
Sounds so nice. Heather, what about you?
No, everyone keeps banging on about it, but I'll continue. But I've been, well, not that recently, whatever it was, October, to the Newt, because my sister lives like a 10-minute drive away. And yeah, we obviously didn't go and stay in the hotel or anything, but they've just got these humongous grounds that I think it's £15 per person to get in. But they make their own cider. And then they've got, when I went, it was like just before Halloween, so there were like pumpkins everywhere and tractors for like kids to climb over, because I went with my 2-year-old nephew. Oh. And yeah, just like a maze to wander through. They're still sort of growing everything outdoors, but there's like a deer park, there's like playgrounds. I don't know, it's just really amazing. They've just got loads of stuff there, so I imagine if you did have kids, it'd be very good to go.
It looks beautiful. I feel like a lot of people have been recently, and I keep seeing pictures and just thinking, that looks a bit of me. It looks so nice.
I am so desperate to say that. A friend and I were laughing yesterday. We were like, their marketing technique is working, which is that you cannot bloody get in. And so therefore, all I want is to get in. It's impossible. Literally so hard to get a reservation.
I mean, it looks so go into the other bit. You can go to the grounds. Because they've got like, we didn't go into the restaurant, but they've got like little delis. And when we went, you could sort of pre-order a picnic. So we had these gorgeous like sort of cinnamon buns, and because they have their own apples, so it was an apple cinnamon burn.
So heavenly.
Like hot mulled apple cider. And they've got like a deli with like all the most like those kind of places where you could easily spend, if you wanted to, like £100 on three things.
Dry,
but it'd be like the nicest stuff ever. It's really nice. Yeah, really, really good. I think even if you didn't have kids, you could spend honestly like a full day just wandering around.
So nice.
It's really large.
I mean, quite far from London, I suppose, for a day. But if you're
in the
area,
the thing, I think it's quite far. But if you're like based in the southwest, it's definitely worth a look, even if you can't get into the hotel.
Dream, I know. Laura, what about you? Anywhere to recommend?
So I actually still haven't been because it got cancelled because of lockdown, but we had just booked to go to the Mitre in Hampton Court.
Lou went for lunch this weekend. She went on Saturday. So it's so lovely. Again, another place that I just cannot seem to escape from on social media. It's dreamy.
Look amazing.
The location as well.
The location.
So for those who don't know, this is the hotel in Hampton Court. It's been around for a while, right? But it's just been renovated.
Exactly. It just looks beautiful. And really nice, if you do live in London, that you can just go for the day or a really long lunch. And beautiful setting. There's lots to do around there. Yeah. So that is once we're out of all of this, that is where I'm going to rebook.
I love Hampton Court.
Oh, so beautiful.
I haven't been to Hampton Court since I was about six.
Oh,
but
so
I don't know
great.
Why.
Yeah. We went ice skating there one New Year, and I remember it being amazing. It
Again, cool. Lots to do for children.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great location.
And they've got a Whispering Angel bar.
Well, sign me up.
And they've got a really nice outside. Lou was saying that the outside is lovely and you can sit on the terrace. She said it, at this time of year anyway, really well heated, and they have blankets and it was all lovely and cosy.
Lovely.
But then even how lovely in summer to be in that location as well.
So nice.
Well, as we know, I'm not great at leaving London, but my favourite London boat hole for an afternoon is the Zeta Townhouse in Marylebone. There's two. There's one in Marylebone. There's one in Clerkenwell as well. That's the original one. And the Marylebone one, I mean, I would never go in summer, but it is the coziest place in winter. You walk in and it's called the Zeta Townhouse. And it is a townhouse. It's a Marylebone Terrace house. It's just off Seymour Place. And you walk into like the most velvety, dark, moody bar. They do afternoon tea there during the day. And then they do, obviously it's a bar in the evening. It's both romantic and incredibly cozy. Like if I've ever got to take somebody somewhere who like doesn't know London, like that is always where I pick, because it feels really British, and they've got there's a sort of like Mr. Fogg's vibe to it as well. It's very eclectic, very cluttered, but full of all lovely things. You know, you get your bill in a vintage book.
Like, I can imagine the waiters are dressed really cool.
They've got kind of twirly moustaches. Yeah. It's like that kind of vibe. It is just the coziest place, and not that many people know about it. It's so easy to get a reservation or just to walk in, and it's just, I can't explain. It's absolute cozy heaven. If you're ever shopping and you need a bit of respite in that area, it is the place to go.
The cocktails are amazing there.
So good. And great bar snacks too. Really love it for daycation. There we
good
go.
Good to know.
Good place to know. Other recommendations on the list include the Mayfair Townhouse. So there you go, another Mayfair recommendation. Heckfield Place obviously makes the cut, another great one, not too far from London. That is lovely for the day. Have you been for the day?
No, I still haven't been.
So dreamy. Beaverbrook, of course, which people love. I keep meaning to go there too. And Limewood, also so
dreamy. Love Limewood. It makes
love
me think
Limewood.
Of you. I think because you went on a press trip there quite soon after I started.
I had a really weird week last February where we had booked to go for the weekend with friends, and then a press trip came up for earlier that week, so I actually went twice in 1 week,
that
which was
it.
Amazing. Yeah, it's heaven. It's so
and they've
gorgeous.
Got a good spa as well. They've don't got, they if you want to have like a bit of pampering while you're there.
Exactly. They've got loads of pools. And one thing to be aware of Limewood though is that their pool and spa is open to the public on the weekend for a few hours. So don't make that. And that is really irritating if you're staying there. So just avoid those hours when you go.
Interesting. And also, obviously, the pig. Always so easy to get up to.
So easy to get to.
Especially the one in Kent.
I actually did a daycation at the
one
in Kent.
That's what
I spoke about on the podcast. It was when it was baking hot back in September for one of my friend's 30ths. And we literally spent the day outside drinking tea. It was glorious. You
stayed
there, didn't you?
We actually went to the one in Devon. But again, even that was pretty easy to get to. Mm. We got the train and it was 3 hours.
Oh, that is really
easy. But it flies. And then when you get there, it's 10 minutes in the car. Oh my god, the pig is special.
So
it is very special.
Yeah.
Isn't
waiting
it?
For the Sussex one to open.
Oh, I know, there's going to be one in Arundel. That's exciting.
They keep pushing it back a little bit, but that's the one I'm excited.
How far is that from Brighton?
Not far at all, but you need a car, alas. But like 20 minutes.
Not far from London.
And also it's such a nice little town.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
It's beautiful.
Oh, dreamy.
And there's Arundel Castle. You can make a proper day of that one.
Arundel Castle just makes me think of Frozen, which I know is probably so wrong.
No, it's on the hill.
Isn't it?
Quite impressive.
Isn't it cool? Arundel, they are.
I was going to say, I've not
very
seen
similar.
Frozen.
Frozen.
Oh my god, you guys. You must be well acquainted with Frozen.
Sure.
Guys, you've got to watch Frozen over Christmas.
I know. Do you know
brilliant.
What? It's one of those things I keep meaning to watch and I just then can never find it. You know, it's on everywhere and then you look for it and it doesn't
It should
up.
Be on Sky.
Okay, but it's search.
You'll probably have to pay for it this time of year. They know that every child,
including me,
is waiting.
But it's so good. Seriously, you'll love it. If you like an animation,
then I'll love it.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times.
Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare tri-term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
We've talked about Christmas trees a lot across the podcast and the show, but I thought we had to mention Christmas decorations because 'tis the season, after all. And we wrote a guide to buying and making a Christmas wreath. Laura, we made wreaths last year, didn't we?
Yeah.
It was a slightly different experience, I think, this year on the show.
Yeah.
We made like very mossy, earthy wreaths, whereas, yeah, Georgie made some with Ronnie Colby a few weeks ago, and I think they were a bit less foliagey.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
Really beautiful. So if you are looking for a guide, well, either check out this feature on the site or do watch both of those shows. But I want to know, how are your Christmas decorations coming along? Obviously, we've talked about the tree, but do you do other things? Do you have a wreath? Do you decorate your banisters? What's your house looking like at the moment? Becky?
I mean, I think we go quite all out. I wonder what people would think of our houses in this office, but down our street, we had a huge switch on Saturday of the outdoor lights. Yeah, I mean, it was actually, do you know what? It was actually really nice.
Are you into inflatables?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, don't worry, Laura.
You said we wouldn't approve in
well,
this office.
Well, it's like we've got a light-up reindeer outside.
Sweet. I feel like is it just fairy lights in the shape of a reindeer?
No, it's a proper reindeer and a little baby reindeer. And then we've got birds in the trees. It's not tacky, can I just say? I promise.
I like it's lovely.
Nice, but I feel beautiful. Like, I feel like not everyone's into that. Do you know
no,
what I mean?
I quite like a tacky Christmas
I'd like to bring my children to drive past.
Yeah, it was so, honestly.
We'll never have this, children, but enjoy this house.
Yeah. But everyone turned them on at 5 on Saturday. Aww. And it was really nice.
That's really special.
Yeah, I think.
Do you all go out and have a drink?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really nice.
Awful. Aww. So that was really nice. But in terms of inside, trees are up. We decorate literally the banisters, everything, not just with lights. We just go and get loads of lights from the garden centre.
Actually, can we talk about lights? Because I feel a bit annoyed I didn't mention this on the show the other day.
For it.
Cluster lights. Game changer.
Absolute game changer.
Cluster isn't there in like little bunches?
No. So you know how you get like a string of Christmas tree lights? It's almost like three sets which are like wound up together. And you just get this incredible outline.
Yes.
I honestly, this weekend, I was helping my mum do her. She was like, do you do their PR? Because I could not. They are amazing.
Where do you buy them?
A garden centre.
Garden centre. It's not like a special brand.
No. Right. But you want the cluster in the warm light.
That's literally what we've got.
Beautiful.
And it's so easy to decorate your tree with them as well.
You don't have to wind around like 100 times.
Constantly. We've also got these ones, I can't remember, I think they even might be called cluster lights, but you just attach it to the very top branch of your tree and they just string down.
Oh,
and
genius.
Then you just sort of push it into the tree.
Oh, that's clever.
So you don't have to wrap.
That's really clever.
God, I forgot about that.
I'll find out the name and we can link it, but they are like, they're life-changing.
You need to tell Lou about this because she was just telling me that they bought a 40 meter long set of fairy lights.
You'd be surprised how quickly that goes around.
I'm sure it does, but it sounds like a real faff and like something I'd get tangled
up in. It goes really quickly. We did 55 meters at the weekend.
Oh my god.
It wasn't enough.
Oh my god.
To me,
a massive tree,
a Christmas tree has to be, it's all about the lights.
It's all about the lights.
Agreed.
Yeah.
How big do you go?
In my house, we went far too big for our house. I mean, it's quite a weird thing, isn't it? You have a whole tree in your already not that big house.
No one has space for it.
Nobody has space
in that house.
So, yeah, we went too big this year, but my mum, hers is a little bit bigger. And, yeah, I love it. It's like my favourite thing.
Do you have baubles that you've, like, collected over the years? What's your bauble game?
I have a rule that I have to at least buy, like, 5 or 6 a year. I've now got a really good little collection going.
Is there a theme?
Yeah, golds.
Okay.
And more like, I really want them to catch the light and glisten. But I also don't want them all to be matching. To me, that becomes too stylized.
Yeah.
I like my decorations to tell a story. So like if we've been on holiday somewhere, like when we went to New York, we bought a few. We took the kids to Buckingham Palace once and bought like one from Buckingham Palace. So I feel like they've got a nice story.
Yeah. I've seen some really good trees on Instagram over the last few. People with like full themes.
Mm.
Someone who, it's Belma, who is the founder of Koi Bird, the boutique in Marybone. It has this Harry Potter theme, but it's incredible.
Oh,
like they've got a sorting hat on the top
and then
throughout it, it's all like thunderbolts and broomsticks and stuff. It looks really
that
cool.
That baffles me though, because then what next year? What happens to those decorations?
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe you donate them. You kind of have to reuse, don't you?
Maybe they have a Harry Potter theme tree.
Maybe they love Harry Potter.
Yeah, maybe. Fair play.
Are yours themed?
Yes, so we've actually got two. One is fake. and mm-hmm. one is real. And in the dining room is the real one, and it's always silvers because Lovely. It's just white in there. So yeah. we always do it silver, same way as you, Laura. It just lights up the room. And then the living room is golds and reds because it's just a bit cozier.
That's yeah. very festive. Very the festive. Other thing I really recommend for a Christmas tree is the decorations that clip on. Ooh. So don't necessarily hang. But, you know, sometimes they can be really heavy. Yeah, and sometimes cool, you need to get them on the lighter branches. And if they have a clip...
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
That is a really good tip as well.
Yeah, there we go.
I suppose on a real tree, the branches are more substantial as well than on a... Like, isn't they?
Yeah, but they can begin to droop yeah. with heavy really decorations.
Quick. Yeah. Oh, with the amount of baubles we've smashed on real trees. Just,
yeah.
You just hear them go and you're like, oh
yeah. there's another one.
There's another one.
Heather, are you getting into it at all?
We will do. I think we're going to get our tree next weekend. But we nearly got one this weekend because we've got a Lidl down the road. And my boyfriend had walked past. He's like, oh, they've got loads of trees. So we're like, right, let's go and get one. Got there and they're all absolutely tiny. Yeah. Like, you know, like those potted ones. I'm like, we're not getting one of those.
No,
like,
sad.
We're going to get a proper one.
Yeah, in your new flat.
Yeah, it's your christening.
I know.
Your
flat.
Oh, cool.
Even in previous years, we've got sort of, you know, smallish, medium, real ones, even when there was honestly no room for it at all. But we're like, no, we're getting one. And so, yeah, hopefully next weekend we'll get one. But nice. Yeah, I think once that's up, I'll be like, yes, I'm festive.
Mm. What's
festive.
Your decorating style?
I guess similar to Lauren, like, well, they're not themed, but they all sort of mean something. So a lot of them are ones I've inherited from my grandmas or just ones that even since when I was born, my mum's always given me a Christmas decoration every year.
That's so nice.
So
I've kind of got
yeah. those. And yeah, same as Laura, you know, just every time I go on holiday, I always try and look out for something that's, you know,
I think it's a really nice way to do it because they're not the cheapest. So if you can like scatter them in every now and then, it's a nice way of building up a collection.
Exactly, yeah. And yeah, you've got some like classic baubles as well. But I think I've said it before, like mine's quite sort of 80s-esque just because that's the kind of tree I grew up with. So yeah, it's all multicoloured and we don't do tinsel anymore because I know nobody likes tinsel anymore.
Tinsel's just so school to me, isn't it? Can I tell you what we used to do to decorate the school hall? You know the hoops, like hula hoop?
Yeah.
Every class was given a hula hoop and then they would decorate it with tinsel and then everyone would like draw something that would hang off it and they'd hang them all from the ceiling. Is that not the cheapskatiest thing?
I think it's quite genius.
I quite like
it's
the sound clever, of it.
It's horrible. All these hula hoops covered in tinsel hanging off the ceiling.
Really random,
it was
isn't
so
it?
Weird.
Just kind of
hilarious. I heard today on the radio that Royal Mail are going to be decorating some post boxes. Have you heard this?
Oh,
and they're also they're going to have a little barcode on them that you can scan and watch a message from Santa or your phone.
So
which I thought was quite sweet. Yeah. Reminded me again of school. I don't know about you guys, we always had to decorate a post box for outside.
Oh my god,
your,
so
yeah.
And
yeah,
you
yeah,
take
yeah.
letters. You
yeah.
take letters in and post
yeah,
it to
Santa. Did, yeah.
Such a nice idea.
That. So it must be so nice having kids and being able to do all the Christmas.
Yeah, and actually likewise in the village that my mum lives in, they have an old telephone box and they have this amazing florist that lives in the village and he decorates it for a theme each month. Actually was on Strictly Take Two the other day because it was like all decorated in Strictly theme. But we get, so each time we drive there, we're like, what is it?
He does it every month of the year.
Yeah.
That's so wow. nice.
And it was like a big robin. It looked amazing, really
wow.
festive. And yeah, so the kids cool. got so
excited. You can probably Google it then.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Compton Village. Okay, I'm
nice.
Sorry.
I love that idea. But Laura, any additional decorations for you? Is that a wreath up?
Yeah. So I love getting creative and yeah, I made my wreath this year.
You actually made it?
Yeah, I actually made it, but it's faux. Mm-hmm. So I bought the faux, like a faux eucalyptus base. I had a lovely time at the garden centre. Bought loads of different things to put in it and had like 2 hours of just creating my masterpiece and I love it. It's still waiting for a ribbon, but it's on the door.
I saw it on nice. Instagram. Yeah. It looked lovely.
Thank you very much. Can I see a picture?
Yes, please. What did you add into it for the benefit
well,
of people
it's
listening?
It's got berries and it's got little pink flowers, actually.
Oh, lovely.
Which doesn't sound that festive.
I feel no, like I'm not patient enough to make it.
Oh my God, Laura, that looks so pretty. Oh, against your black door as well. It looks so nice.
I had a lovely time.
It looks so lovely. Actually, speaking of pink, Hannah Strafford Taylor's tree.
Oh,
I mean,
stunning.
Insane. And hers is always pink. She does, Heather's just like pink velvet bows and
nice.
Little pink flowers. And it still looks so festive.
But she great. Has real flowers.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's oh, really yeah. beautiful.
Okay, well, as I said before, if you are looking for tips on making your own wreath, well, either message Laura on Instagram or do have a look at the feature on the site. We're going to talk about furniture trend now. Boucle furniture is everywhere. And we did a roundup of A, how to style it, and B, the very best pieces out there right now. There's this House of Isabella chair, this pleated, like, oh my God, that chair, you guys, insane. So I want to know, are you interested in this trend? And if so, would you buy into it? Laura, I'll come to you first.
Yes. I literally obsessed with this trend, have been for years, nearly bought a chair, thought, is it a trend? Maybe I shouldn't, didn't, regret it. But I've just bought some long, big boucle cushions, and I just love them.
Where are they from? Where did you find
them? They're from Zara Home. We actually featured the square version on the show when we did a Zara haul, and then I saw that they did a bigger version. And I have them on the back of my sofa, and I love textures. So I'm quite cautious with colour in my colour schemes at home, but I love different textures. And to me, it just suddenly just ups the ante a bit.
Are they white?
Yeah.
There is like the teddy bear version of this trend as well. Like there's some in brown, which...
Not into that.
It's got to be the white.
Yeah, it's got to be the white. Yeah.
Heather, I feel like there's like an 80s-ness to this, which I feel like you would enjoy.
Yeah, although my scheme's now accidentally 70s. So I don't know if like mixing up the eras will work. But actually, I think it must have been February this year. My boyfriend's sister lives in Chiswick, and in Chiswick, there's a Heels outlet centre.
Is there?
Yes. Massive discounts.
Good to know.
But yeah, we went round in February, and she bought this sort of massive footstool, a sort of rectangular one that was in that sort of boucle texture, and there was a matching armchair, and she was dithering because they were still quite expensive. But then she went back the following weekend, so I haven't seen it in the flesh in her actual house. But when we were in there, like, it was before I'd really seen it anywhere else, and just feeling it sitting in the chair, it's absolutely gorgeous. So
I think with like kind of new like soft woods and kind of keep the color palette
if you've got a white company style I literally just look at them and think, if you get chocolate on that,
I was going to say.
So that's all I see when I look at it.
Any form of mess, you'd be like, God.
It's so stressful.
Yeah.
Becky, do you like it? Do you like it though?
Yeah, I do. I mean, it's hard. I mean, Harry and I've said this so many times, we're actually looking to get a place 2021.
It'll be all yet.
But I feel like I do love the trend, but I think we would probably maybe go more colour. But a bit like you, Charlotte, I feel like I would make that dirty. It's like when I put a cream jumper on it, it stains within a day. So I would feel quite tense. But I do like the trapezium style chairs. I think they're amazing. But in terms of the actual texture, I'd probably,
So clear.
I just really like the shape it creates. It's real rounded and kind of quite modern, isn't it?
It is quite tiny. I know that's my worry. Like, remember when pink velvet chairs were just like all anyone ever wanted in their house, and now they've moved on.
Yeah.
I would just be nervous.
That's exactly my feeling.
I mean, it does have a very cozy feel to it, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I know I get a stain. Actually, speaking of stains, I'm going to give a shout out quickly to a new company that came and cleaned my carpets and my sofa on Friday. It wasn't a press gift, but I found them on Instagram and they were absolutely amazing. We had another company come and clean. It was like August time, maybe early September, and it wasn't great. So I just want to give a shout out. Actually, they're called Paragon Carpet Cleaning on Instagram, and they were literally the best service and not stupidly expensive, and they got out, I mean, our sofa was stained,
really,
and they did an amazing job. It's spotless and our carpets look amazing too, so
clean carpets is that's a real luxury, isn't
there's
it?
Like triangles on them. Ooh. Still from the yeah, it looks so good.
Satisfying.
It's so nice. So satisfying. So yeah, if you are there, London and Essex, and so if you're looking for someone to come clean your carpets, there you guys. Let's move on and talk about fashion. Anna Bromley's latest article for us was about how to wear dungarees. Now, I feel like this is a kind of constant question in the Sheer Luxe office, but I think Anna has probably made a better case for it than ever before. Don't you agree?
Yes. The topics for this podcast are just... couldn't get much better for me. Yeah, she makes them look amazing. And she makes them look a little bit dressier, which I like, and a little bit more feminine than perhaps you'd associate with a pair of dungarees.
Because I always love dungarees on other people, but that's my thing. I always feel a bit kind of... frumpy, a bit like I'm gonna paint a house and not like I'm going to work or whatever. But Anna's examples are so glamorous.
Yeah, she looks insane. And actually I love dungarees, but I really feel like I'm now missing some smart dungarees. I need them in my wardrobe.
I mean, we've all seen those incredible animation ones that Georgie got sent.
I mean, I never thought I'd see Georgie in a pair of dungarees.
Correct.
Yeah. She looked absolutely awesome.
I think it's because the word dungarees is kind of like, in the same way that jumpsuit has now kind of encapsulates boiler suits, and it's like a wider selection than it ever used to be. I feel like dungarees are the same. Like, in people's heads, dungarees are baggy blue denim dungarees, whereas now there's like, I mean, those were velvet with a flare leg and a like a diamante embellishment. You know, they can be so much more than just kind of your average now, can't they? Becky, I can really see you in a pair.
I love dungarees.
Have you ever worn a pair? Do you have a pair? Yeah,
so I've got two pairs of black ones. I mean, it's very me. I think also being smaller, I quite like wearing dungarees. Mm. They feel a bit more tailored. They're great for sort of petite sizes. But
elongating.
Elongating. And I have one from And Other Stories, which is silk.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Fancy.
And one from Zara, which has frills. I actually shrunk it in the wash, which is really sad. I've worn the Zara one more, but the And Other Stories one's so nice. But it's one of those... What I struggle with dungarees is shoes, because I think they look good with heels or, you know, something that kind of elevates them a bit more. But I would never just come into the office in a really high pair of heels. Mm,
yeah.
And that's it. And I think when the minute you put like trainers with them, I don't know.
I like that look, though, with like some soft cashmere socks. And, I don't know, a bit kind of Martha Ward.
And also Gail Rinkoff is also really good at that look, with like a chunky cardi.
I love that weekend.
Or if you want to look smarter, you could wear a smart flat. You could wear like a pointed flat with it.
Or actually Anna Bromelow also says like a little kitten heel. Yeah. And I think she's nailed it. I think if they're not wide at the bottom and you wear them with really high heels, that's not quite right. Whereas if you had a feminine pointy kitten heel.
Yeah, definitely.
I think that's really lovely.
I'll bring them in.
You should.
Yeah, you should.
Next time we've got next Christmas party 2021.
They are good. And actually And Other Stories has some really good ones that feel quite chic, you know. They don't feel kind of too come on Eileen music video. It's definitely, they feel a bit more, definitely more elevated.
Heather, into the look?
Yeah, I always wear, I tend to wear sort of shorter ones, and I've got sort of dungaree dresses and stuff.
Yes,
I don't know.
Oh yeah,
I really, yeah, I really big fan. But yeah, Anna obviously looks amazing, but I don't think I would wear some sort of... I feel like the current trend for dungarees are very sort of tight-fitting, which isn't my vibe.
Yeah, yeah, I've become a bit obsessed by her pink cord ones. They are winking. I'm just really winking at me.
Yeah, she's got this pink corduroy pair. It's a really kind of
powder pink from Wise London.
Yeah, from Wise London. And I love how she's paired that with like this really dramatic feminine blouse. You have to kind of run with it, don't you, if you're gonna go for the theme. Mm. There's quite a lot of this style. Suzanne in particular have a lot of them. And again, Anna has styled a pair in this feature that are kind of like, they're more like pantaloons. They're like trousers
with
braces.
That's what I would not be able to wear.
Me too, to be fair.
I think it would hit me at the wrong point on my stomach. And then I think if you've got any sort of boobs, just feel a bit clown-like with sort of braces. Yeah. I don't know. So I don't think that vibes for me.
Yeah.
But I love it on other people. Yeah. I think she looks amazing in it. I just think I agree with you, Heather. But that also, there's a few from Suzanne. Like there's a metallic pair like that she wears. And then there's a black studded pair and she wears it with this huge, like incredible white voluminous top.
That's the thing. I love that look. I got called like a clown once, I swear, for wearing like, you know, dungarees and then a big frilly shirt, which I can kind of see it's quite
very on trend now, though.
Back in the day would have been quite clown like, but now,
ahead of the times.
Yeah, I can say you've always been setting those trends. If you wanted to shop dungarees, then have a look at Anna's feature on the site. There's everything from wide leg velvet pairs to classic denim styles to colourful pieces too. Something for everyone. Becky, you better wear your silk ones soon.
Yeah.
Zoom
party.
Quiz.
Oh, are we dressing up for the Christmas quiz?
I thought we would be.
I think we probably should, shouldn't we?
Yeah, sure. I don't think we can sit there in our trackies.
Absolutely.
I think
you're probably right.
Get your festive on.
We're doing a Zoom Christmas quiz for those listening who aren't part of the Chillax team.
Teams have been revealed. Game on.
Speaking of dressing up for festivities, we rounded up the very best party shoes for the festive season at Matches Fashion. I mean, obviously Matches have the best selection. There's everything from embellished styles to chunky velvet platforms to more classic court shoes. So I want to know, what is your festive party shoe game like, Laura?
Did you know this feature actually made me feel a bit sad about my shoe wardrobe? Just, I feel like I'm lacking. I really need some good new heels.
Mm. You've got your eye on a pair of Manolos.
It's going to happen. Day. But just not quite. Maybe the month of December's not
It's not the best month to treat yourself, is it?
To spend that on a pair of shoes. But yeah, there's an amazing pair of Jimmy Choos on here with pearl on them as well. Absolutely beautiful. And I love a kind of pair of barely there sandals throughout the year. I think it's such a classic. Yeah, I mean, there are so many good ones. Yeah. Platform, never thought I'd be into a platform.
Well, you look great on that.
And now I'm like, give me that platform with that wide leg dungaree.
Who are you, 70s queen?
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with velvet platforms. I have been since the first iteration of the like Miu Miu Prada ones. And actually, I'm constantly stalking Bestia for a pair. I really want like a dual toned.
Do you know who did an amazing pair at the beginning of the season?
ASOS.
M&S. I know.
Who knew?
And they sold out. I was like, is it too much?
No, I absolutely love
it. So I didn't do it and I regret it.
I kind of want an original, or like, I kind of want to design a pair, only because I feel like obviously there are high street dupes, and actually ASOS have got some really good dupes. But I kind of feel like if that's your style, then it's something you want forever. And I can really, you know, I wear a lot of pajamas, obviously.
Yeah.
I feel like that really goes with that vibe and that I actually would wear them quite a lot. So yeah, I won't spend new money on them, but Vestiaire.
Yeah.
Always got my eyes peeled.
I feel like it's nice when a shoe comes out for small people.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. It's nice. It's true. We all need a bit of extra height. Heather, what about you? You're not really a massive heel wearer,
no,
are you?
I used to see, like, when I was like, you know, going out to clubs when I was like 17 and 18 and, you know, at least just when I went to uni, basically, you just end up just going to loads of horrible places, don't you?
So sticky
you just
floors.
Don't bother wearing heels. And just from there, I've just never looked back. But I do love them. I love looking at them. So this, Bianca knotted velvet Saint Laurent ones are just like the dream. Like, I love looking at heels. And I have got quite a few pairs as well, but I just never really wear them.
You should.
They're very beautiful. I just feel like I can't even walk in them now if I attempted to.
You're out of practice.
I'm even wearing heeled boots today, and I was like, I had to get from the office to Gale. Yeah. And I was like, oh, this is hard work. I know.
But no, this selection is gorgeous.
Becky?
Heels, a bit like Heather, it's one of those things I love, but you'll rarely see me in them unless I'm dressing up for a night out. But we have basically all the weddings from this year have been copied and pasted into next year. And because I've got a dress in mind for one of them, it's like a green Rixo dress.
Ooh.
I really want to get some chunky metallic wedges. Basically, these Sundance 140 metallic leather platform sandals. I mean, they're a bit high.
Oh, yeah.
They are amazing. Something like that with it, because it's quite a boho dress, and I feel like something like that would be so nice. I've been in the market for a platform sandal for a while. I don't like anything with a thick strap though. My ankles aren't my favorite part of my body, so I prefer something a bit thin and a bit
more delicate. Sometimes where the high street lets it down is when they go a bit thick on the ankles.
Actually, if you look at the ankles of Europe, right, everything's chunky apart from that strap.
That's literally me to a T.
Is Harry tall?
Yeah, he is.
So I feel like all of your men are quite tall. You're lucky, whereas I've got a body pocket. He's not short, but he's like 5'9" at a push.
And how tall are you?
5'5". As long as he stands up straight, like I obviously wore heels to our wedding, and like he does look tall. Yeah, but he has to. I'm always come on, stand up straight, put together. Yeah, I can't. I have to like pick my heel height quite carefully.
My sister's the same height, exactly the same height as her husband.
Oh, so yeah, doesn't be careful.
Wear heels that much. But he doesn't mind. I don't think he can't
happy
really.
Days.
It's because you're so short. So we actually keep talking on the fashion team about kind of what you were saying, that we don't really have a great heel selection. I think that's because like classic heels have actually been out of fashion for a really long time. Like obviously kissing heels have been around for the last few years, and it's this whole kind of very glam look perversely seems to have come back in full force in 2020.
It's
just an antidote, isn't it? So whilst many of us haven't invested in that kind of like really classic grown-up heel, I think now we're starting to think, god, that's actually a real gap in our wardrobes. So that's what I've asked for Christmas, actually. Ooh. A pair of lovely heels. So yeah, I think everybody's slowly starting to get on board. So if you are looking to invest, this is the roundup for you, isn't it? Something for everyone.
It looks so many nice ones.
All right, I think we'll leave it there. That was my last podcast of 2020. See you, bitches.
Happy 2021. To you.
Thanks. If you have any feedback at all, please do email podcast@shellax.com. We do love hearing from you. Don't forget also to rate, review, subscribe, and tell your friends. Georgie will be back over the coming weeks, and I will see you next year. Bye, everyone.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.